As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Presented by Subaru Canada, this is your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host anchor, thrilled you're along for the ride. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline Master Control, the duo of Brandeo Clarkson, making sure the network is all plugged in at the right polarity. Coming up over the next hour, the 2016 Canadian Tire Motorsport Park schedule once again sports some of the biggest racing events in this country. Co-owner and Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer, guest emeritus Ron Fellows is back to highlight some of the dates, and he also weighs in on NASCAR's lug nut nonsense. Been on a roll with the ladies lately, haven't we? And that's fine. Featuring all-star female stars that make news this week, Brittany Force, John and Lori Force's middle daughter. Back-to-back almost NHRA top fuel wins reset some drag racing milestones. Britt gives us the lowdown. Kyle Busch still steaming after getting plowed out of the way by Gibbs teammate Carl Edwards at Richmond. Sound from Kyle demonstrates how ticked he really was and likely still is. And more of your entries as well for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Your chance at the grand prize pack in the race wrap. Rosberg rolls on at Sochi. Keselowski survives the Bash Fest at Talladega. And IndyCar loses Beantown. So for race fans across Canada and U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Ron Fellows, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Here comes the road, the unpaved road. I'm gonna barrel through all this mud and gawk. With all-wheel drive, I know I'll never get stuck. I love my car, mud everywhere. I think it's in my...
The 2016 Subaru WRX STI, engineered to perform, so you can too.
Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Seed your wild side.
Ha. I used to dream big money, now I'm living my own dream. When I pull up in my BRZ, I hit a lady scream. Zipping but never slipping, I'm gripping tight to corners. I'm chilling like a villain, so I flip on the seat warmers. The way the boxer engine drives will make you feel alive. And I drove it off the lot for 27,395.
The 2016 Subaru BRZ starts at just $27,395, so anyone could drive like the 1%.
Subaru, confidence in motion.
Eric Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, and here we go with the news. On the Raceline Race Wrap, Formula One, Grand Prix of Russia at Sochi, Nico Rosberg's juggernaut not being stopped, no, not at all. Dominating proceedings once again for his fourth win in a row, seventh in a string, going back to the final three GPs of last year.
But it was teammate Lewis Hamilton's battle back from 10th on the grid because of mechanical issues that continue to finish second, shaking off a water pressure scare mid-race that took center stage. Hamilton's cause, though, helped by Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel, crashing out on the first lap after two separate clashes with Red Bull's Daniil Kvyat. A rekindling of the hostilities between these two in China. What is going on here? Kimi Raikkonen finished third in the other Ferrari in Russia. F1 points into Spain as steamrolling Rosberg leads Hamilton by 43 in drivers. Mercedes up on Ferrari by 81 in constructors. Not even close. F1 file, Red Bull's cockpit canopy shield unveiled, tested for the first time in Russia. The design, which Red Bull calls the Aero Screen, fitted to Daniel Ricciardo's RB12. Have a look on the internet. It's a little bit better looking piece than Ferrari's Halo thing. The name of the game here, of course, is to stop flying debris from hitting drivers in the head. Well, at least F1 is moving forward with their devices. They will finalize a design, they say, in July. IndyCar has talked about some kind of a cockpit cover, but nothing materializing after we lost Justin Wilson at Pocono last August. NASCAR Sprint Cup, Talladega, Alabama Super Speedway, and restrictor plates, but not a super show. In a very messy, wreckage-spewing demolition derby that saw cars wadded up, cars on fire, cars flipping upside down, as a cool track allowed very aggressive maneuvers. Sadly, though, most of them didn't work. All drivers in the accidents, though, and crashes okay, and that's the main thing. But at the end of the carnage, Brad Keselowski collected his second win of the season for Roger Penske. Kyle Busch second. Austin Dillon arrived third. So points into Kansas City now. Kevin Harvick 15th at Talladega. Back on top leads Kyle Busch by 9. Cup clipping. Still talking about Richmond. Yes, we are. Where Carl Edwards pushed Gibbs at teammate Kyle Busch out of the way and out of a win. Mere yards from the finish line. Rough driving? Or did Busch suddenly slow as Edwards maintains? Kyle not happy at all in the media conference after Richmond, but he didn't go off on a tirade like he might have a few years ago. Busch was asked if he thought Edwards fouled him.
My guys give me great race cars each and every week, and we continue to have fast Camrys, so we'll be continuing to run up front and race for wins.
Busch was asked a second time if he was fouled by Edwards, denying him a series-high third win of the season.
My guys give me great race cars each and every week, and we continue to have fast Camrys, so we'll be continuing to run up front and race for wins.
Oh, that sounds like the first one. Well, you know darn well he thinks he was jobbed by Edwards in NASCAR, but he stuck to his non-answer to illustrate his anger when he was asked a third time.
My guys give me great race cars each and every week, and we continue to have fast Camrys, so we'll be continuing to run up front and race for wins.
Oh, I guess it's the continuing maturation of one Kyle Thomas Busch. Interesting. NASCAR Xfinity Series Talladega. Oh, this was a bash fest as well. Elliott Sadler survived to win it. The NASCAR Pinty Series refires for 2016 on the 22nd at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Ron Fellow standing by in our second guest segment to detail the 2016 event list and more besides. IndyCar, more bad luck with scheduling. Wow. The race in Boston is done before it even begins. Planned for Labor Day weekend through 2020, promoters pulled the plug. Too much public opposition and wavering commitment from local politicians. What a shame. Now IndyCar is on the phone trying to arrange a replacement. A return to Gateway St. Louis and New Hampshire on the ovals, and Watkins Glen, New York, has been mentioned too. Our friend Norris McDonald of the Toronto Star opines a return to Montreal might be a good idea, but I don't see that happening. The Glen might be the best alternative here if the promoter wants it, because low attendance prompted IndyCar's original exit from the storied Finger Lakes road course after the 2010 tilt. IMSA sports cars Monterey Laguna Seca, California A, Negri and Pew in the Honda-powered Ligier P2 for Mike Shank wins in their first victory since 2012. Long time GT Le Mans to the Ganassi Ford GT, Briscoe and Westbrook tillering that one. Our rally news, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Well, a money row that could have kiboshed the World Rally Championship season finale in Australia has been cooled, we're told. The local Coffs Harbour City Council initially withdrew its backing of the event, but a council debate that lasted a little over an hour put the money back for the event. So you see, it's an election year, I'm told, in Coffs Harbour in Oz, and some blame the squabble on politicking. Fine. NHRA Drag Racing, Houston, Texas, your winners. Doug Kalita took it in Top Fuel. Courtney Force in Funny Car. Greg Anderson in Pro Stock. Coming up in our first guest segment, Courtney's sister, Brittany, who's grabbed the first ever Top Fuel wins for her dad's John Force Racing. Faces in the pits include Stefan Wilson. He'll have a special co-pilot as he tries to qualify and race in the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500 later this month. His late brother, that's who we're talking about, Justin. KV Racing Technology, Jimmy Vassar and crew will enter Stefan as driver of the number 25 driven to save lives Dallara Chevy. The program promotes organ, tissue, and eye donation and transplantation. Older brother Justin Wilson, we just talked about that, was killed by flying debris in a crash in Pocono last August. Justin registered as an organ donor. And you know, he was able to save five lives through organ donation. Outstanding. And yeah, you're right. Stefan has the number 25, and that was Justin's old number two. As we swing into a new month of May, we can tell you Brad Sweet leads World of Outlaw Sprint Car points with five wins and 17 top five finishes. He holds a 97-point advantage on Shane Stewart with a 115-point lead on defending and six-time Outlaws champion and former Raceline Radio guest Donnie Schatz, who's riding third in the order at the moment. Joey Saldana and Darren Pittman round out the top five in points in the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars. And Jeff Gordon and wife Ingrid Vandebosch hosting the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation open house recently, celebrating the foundation's new home in Charlotte's historic South End. Jeff says, quote, looking forward we are to expanding our presence and partnerships in the community in which we live and which we work, end of quote. The Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation was established in 1999 and supports pediatric cancer research, treatment, and patient support programs, donating more than $16.5 million to support kids battling cancer. That's impressive. In addition to his TV work, certainly, Gordon continues design work and consultation on the oval portion of the Canadian Motor Speedway project in Fort Erie. And that's her for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, your opinions, your comments are always welcome, openly encouraged even. Share your ideas, thoughts, and opinions with your fellow gearheads and race fans across Canada, because your comments could win you the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. Going to grab a few more of your emails, entries, and comments right after the pit stop. All right, Lisa, let's do that pit stop. Then the latest drag racing star by force, if you will, Brittany Force, on her groundbreaking two NHRA Top Fuel wins. Then Ron Fellows on the 2016 Canadian Tire Motorsport Park event schedule. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Forrest for coming right back on Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline Radio Network, Eric Thomas here with you. Have a look at it and click onto our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. Show guest schedules, list of network affiliates, and broadcast times are all there for you. You can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. 16-time NHRA Funny Car Drag Racing Champion John Force and wife Lori have four daughters. Adria, who works at John Force Racing and Administration. Ashley Force Hood is retired from the sport. Youngest daughter Courtney, who runs Funny Cars against her dad, who's married to IndyCar driver Graham Rahal. And middle daughter Brittany, who's just won a pair of NHRA Top Fuel Wallys, the first non-flopper team wins. With this interview, all the drag racing forces have been guests on the Raceline Radio Network, so courtesy of NHRA Media, let's chat with Brittany Force on Raceline Radio. Has the success of that sunk in yet?
A little bit, but there's still so much excitement around all of it. There was a lot to take in that day. Our first win with Monster Energy, point leaders, getting into the track to shootout, first top field win for John Force Racing. There was so much, around it, and it was huge. It was a huge moment for everyone at John Force Racing, and I'm still, over the moon about it. I'm still so beyond excited and proud about that. And I definitely want more.
Yeah, once you get one, then two, you definitely want more. Brittany Force on Raceline Radio, what did you learn that day from that first win that you're going to remember for the rest of your drag racing career?
Oh, just that, that it is possible. There were so many times when I came, so close. But, if you're, you don't take it all home that day, you're not the winner. You're not the champ that day.
Right.
And just no matter how many negative things come up, how many times you end up in a final, how many first rounds you go out, you just have to keep pushing. And one thing I've always been pretty good about is staying positive. We've had great days, we've had bad days, but to keep positive and to keep that momentum moving forward and, keep pushing for it because, it'll happen.
We've had your dad on this show a number of times. What did he say to you at the top end after your first win?
Actually, I don't know if there was much of a conversation. Oh, okay. He was speechless for, I mean, my dad is a talker.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of the first times I think I've ever seen him speechless. He didn't know what to say. But you could just tell by looking at him. He was so excited. There was just so much emotion. And you could tell he was very proud. And it was awesome to have my entire family out there. You know, Courtney, you know, came down with them. Robert was there in the winner's circle next to us. My mom, Ashley, and the kids were there, so it was very special to be able to have my whole family there.
Now that you have the first win and that second win, does that change your approach at all?
You know, there's still going to be challenges. That's not going to change. Really, my focus is the same thing it always is, doing my job as a driver, making sure I'm listening to the advice that Alan gives me, that Brian gives me, focus on what we need to do together as a whole to get the car down the racetrack and turn those wind lights on Sunday. And, you know, I've learned so much over the years from so many different teachers, so many different, you know, crew chiefs I've been involved with, so many other drivers, and I kind of just, you know, keep all that stuff I'll never forget, and I believe it got me, you know, it's definitely gotten me where I am today. But, you know, every round, every run you make down the racetrack, you learn something new.
Yeah, that's what most of them tell us, and it's true. You know, it's a shame that Bob Vandergriff had to shutter his operation, putting Leah Pritchett and Dave Connolly, you know, on the sidelines, so to speak. That's two top fuel rails out of the car count, and you never really want to see that, do you?
That's definitely tough for the entire sport. I don't know if I'm really feel like I'm in a place to comment on it. But, you know, we need those cars out there. We need, you know, they're great for the sport. And we want to keep growing the sport. So, you know, I hope everything works out for both drivers, teams, everybody involved. I hope they, you know, all get something worked out because we need all of them out here.
Brittany Forrest on Raceline Radio. I want to go back to Alan Johnson, your crew chief. He's so instrumental in this breakthrough. What's the biggest thing that Alan has taught you, Brittany?
I think the biggest thing is consistency. And we've all seen that in our team since coming out to Pomona. Even testing in Phoenix at the beginning of the year, I think we made about 12 passes, and the race car went down there every single run, just right down the racetrack. I think we, you know, had one run where it went halfway down the track. And I think that's been the biggest key, and especially helping us to go around, make it to a final, make it to the winner's circle, is just all those qualifying passes, four qualifying passes, four great runs, and, you know, setting us up for race day on Sunday.
A guy that has such a storied history in drag racing and so much success in Alan Johnson, him coming aboard your team, did that maybe scare you a little bit?
I was definitely very intimidated just because I've never really spoke to him out at the racetrack. Didn't really know much about him. I've known what he's done for the sport. I know what a big name he is in the sport and how much he's accomplished. And it was definitely a little intimidating. But, you know, after those few emails and then working with him in Phoenix and then Pomona, he's an awesome guy. I feel very lucky to be teamed up with him, working with him. And you know, I'm really glad with where we're at.
Well, Brittany, thank you very much for the few minutes here. Congrats on your first two wins, and here's to many, many more.
All right, thank you.
Brittany Forrest with us on Raceline Radio to render her old man John speechless after her first off-fuel win. And John Force Racing's first non-funny car win is saying something. We know from past interviews how genuinely impressed John is with all of his girls. It's a fabulous story of family racing success. All right, Lisa, let's pull off the pit stop before we do a round of the Subaru Race 90 Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then the Canadian Tire Motorsport Park 2016 schedule in detail with Ron Fellows. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Have a peek at my Thomas Tales blog and the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns and Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. It is our world-famous Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance to bag the grand prize pack. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum, as we call it, for the official draw to win the prize pack. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season in November, and the winner claims the prize pack chock full of Subaru goodies. So the question you needed to answer to qualify to win the prize pack the last couple of months, I guess, was this one. Subaru famous for their all-wheel drive vehicle technology, but what makes the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe driveline unique? And the answer is, of course, the BRZ is rear-wheel drive only, okay? You know, now you know, yeah. So a new Subaru trivia question you need to answer to qualify going forward now. Here it is. Subaru's high-performance models are engineered strong but lightweight for maximum performance. I need you to give me the weight in pounds, yeah? The good old-fashioned imperial measure that we seem to roll on with in this sport, at least. What is the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe? I'll ask it again. Subaru's high-performance models are engineered strong but lightweight for maximum performance. Give me the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. All righty, good. Use Eric at racelineradio.ca, Eric at racelineradio.ca to get your email in to us here. You spell Eric with a capital E, a small K. You never put a space between Raceline and Radio. Let us now go to the mailbag, Ross Copeland, who listens to us. Copeland with a D on the end. Sorry about that, Ross. Listening on TSN 1040 Vancouver and TSN 1410. In Vancouver, on the left coast, he says, "Hi, Eric. So my answer to your trivia question is Subaru famous for its symmetrical drive. That's true. The BRZ is unique because it does not have the all-wheel drive feature." Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, we'll take that. It means exactly the same thing. It's rear-wheel drive only. And it's postmarked. We did give you the answer, but this is postmarked before I did that. So his entry is legit, okay, or legit from where we come from. Keep up the great work, he says. He's so nice to say that. Listening to you on podcast for those stations, so hopefully this finds its way in. And by George, it has. Ross, so thank you so much. That's Ross Copeland, who lives in Victoria, B.C., listening on TSN 1040 Vancouver and TSN 1410 in Vancouver as well. Another note from our good friend Paul Anton, Dearborn Heights, Michigan, AM 800 CKLW loyalist, longtime listener, and a former grand prize winner. Hi, Eric. Thanks again for your great shows every week. First of all, sorry to hear and want to offer condolences to your family on the passing of your father-in-law, the Colonel Kurt Ewell. As you noted on your show recently, not only played a big part he did in your lives, but also made a significant impact on the Niagara Frontier racing scene with his involvement in both Merrittville and Ransomville Speedway ownerships. A while back, you had mentioned the United Make That U1 Unlimited hydroplane boat races and their planned 5-race schedule for 2016. The Detroit River, one of the stops this year as they celebrate the 100 years of boat racing on the river for the Detroit and Windsor fans. The return of the APBA Gold Cup event. I've attended many of these great races and awesome boat things in the past and noted that many auto racing fans enjoy them too, and why not? Unfortunately, though, he says, due to scheduling problems, the boat races occur August 27 and 28, which unfortunately happens to clash weekend as the NASCAR race at nearby Michigan International Speedway, which moved their August race date to 2 weeks later and now race on August 27, 28 as well. So unfortunately, Detroit Windsor area fans will have to choose between which event they attend. Why do they do that? 365 days in a year and everybody wants to run everything on the same day. I don't know. It just seems, strange that that does happen. Anyway, relative to Ontario area racing, Paul goes on to say, I see where St. Thomas Raceway near London has joined International Hot Rod Association. Drag racer Mike Dunn, noted as the new IHRA president. We mentioned that in the news recently. So good for London, Detroit, Toronto, Niagara Falls, and Windsor market drag racing fans. Speaking of the Ontario racing scene, is there any new information about the plans for Cayuga Speedway and possible reopening? And the answer to that is what we talked about last week. I've got nothing. And nothing is forthcoming, and no one seems to be interested in getting any information out there. So your guess is as good as mine on what the devil's going on at Cayuga Speedway. Anyway, your longtime CKLW listener from Dearborn Heights, Michigan, that's Paul Anton from Dearborn Heights. Thank you so much, Paul. He's a former grand prize winner, and we do appreciate his involvement. So let's have your entries and comments. The Subaru trivia question you have to answer to qualify is this. Subaru's high-performance models are engineered light but strong for maximum performance. Give me the weight in pounds of the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, okay? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your mail. Eric spelled with a capital E and a small K. Another pit stop, please, Lisa. Then Hall of Famer Ron Fellows on the new CTMP event schedule, plus his take on some of the major motorsport headlines. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Martin. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's national radio motorsport authority for 24 consecutive seasons, you know. Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Eric Thomas with you. Lisa Pileski, our Supreme Commander of Raceline Master Control. Brandale Clarkson on the network side for us. Delighted to be able to tell you, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Toronto, still Canada's most famous racing address, and the Raceline Radio Network are once again partnered through our Toronto co-flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, for the 2016 racing season. We help get that CTMP message out there, and it's helped bolster attendance back up to old glory day totals, and that makes us happy. So happy to report the 2016 CTMP schedule as well continues to present some of the biggest racing events in this country. The list and a few other racing issues besides, with co-owner and Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer Ron Fellows back with us on Raceline Radio. Happy to say, Ron, welcome back, that Canadian Tire Motorsport Park is returning as a Raceline Radio broadcast partner on our Toronto flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We go back a long way, you and Raceline. It's a storied history, we Ronnie.
Yes, E.T., we've been doing this a while.
A long time, you know.
Yes.
But it's a partnership I know we value at both ends, right?
Indeed. Your show in particular, is it provides a great service for those of us who are big fans.
And thank you.
The history that we have had is generally related to my driving career, now in the
correct
post-driving phase. Yeah. You know, we're happy to be partners with Raceline Radio on behalf of Canadian Tire Motorsport Park.
Yep, it's a perfect relationship, and it's been very fruitful over the years. 2016 major event schedule for Canadian Tire Motorsport Park is all done, run, and published. Let's just run quickly down the biggest shows and get a brief comment for each one. It starts the May 22nd weekend. Castro presents the Victoria Day Speed Fest, the NASCAR Pinty Series, Pirelli World Challenge, and the Canadian Touring Car Championship. That's a great way to start off the year, Ron.
Mm-hmm. And the Ultra 94 Porsche GT3 Cup
right
Challenge.
Right, right.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I've been watching. Obviously, I've got some interest in the Pirelli World Challenge, given my friendship with Gianni O'Connell and Cadillac.
Sure.
Those cars, you know, in terms of lap time, are not that far off the GT Le Mans.
Yeah, that's true. That's
pretty
true.
Pretty amazing. So it's it just makes for a great show, and with the Pinty series,
yep,
our Canadian NASCAR series, they always put on a great show as well.
Ron Fellows, co-owner, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, and Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer. Our guest once again on Raceline Radio has been on this program more often than anybody else out there, and we're just fine with that. The historical nostalgia stuff, it continues to stay hot, Ron. The June 19th weekend, Canadian Historic Grand Prix, regular classes, historic vintage production, sports racers, Group 70, open wheel. The nostalgia stuff is still very, very popular, and you've got a great show on that weekend.
Yeah, you know, given my age.
and mine too.
Yes, I'm getting invites to do some of the historic racing.
Sure, yeah.
And ran a 69 Camaro, a Trans Am Series Camaro from 69.
I remember, yeah.
At Sebring. And man, the amount of money invested in these old cars, old race cars of every possible series, Can-Am, Trans Am, Formula 1, Formula 5000, It's incredible.
July 7th to 10th, Mobile One Sports Car Grand Prix, the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge. This is a race in a series near and dear to you because you had a lot of success in this organization, in these kinds of cars. So I know this one personally for you is maybe the biggest one in your head, maybe?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the competitive nature right now of the GT Le Mans class in particular, now you've got multiple factories there contesting this championship once again. The racing has been spectacular.
Yeah.
And there's a pretty healthy rivalry right now. I'll say it's maybe not the friendliest right now between Corvette and Porsche. They've had a couple of run-ins together in two of the races so far.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. That gets everybody talking.
A good, healthy, good memory is a great thing. But one point I forgot to make was for families, we've changed our maximum age for free admission from 12 to 16. So,
oh, good.
16 and under, accompanied with an adult paid ticket,
yep.
Are free.
So fantastic.
Bumped the age up to from 12 to 16. And I think, you know, I think it's just going to be way better for families.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And, we're excited about that. And
you should be, yeah.
Just given the number of, we've seen a real influx of more families coming out to these race weekends, so we're just trying to make it easier.
Yep, you've got the bikes in there for their big doubleheader, August 19th, 21st, and then the big one, September 2nd to the 4th. Chevrolet Silverado 250, the NASCAR Camping World Trucks will be there at the park. NASCAR Pinty Series, the Touring Car Championship, expecting another huge crowd. This has become one of the biggest racing events in the country, Ron.
We're proud to be part of it. The races have been quite simply spectacular.
Yeah, they have
spectacular finishes. The layout of the Grand Prix circuit just lends itself to great racing with the speed and power of NASCAR vehicles
in the
trucks with the low downforce, sliding around. They just put on such a great show.
No, they certainly do. They certainly do.
Looking forward to it.
As we are. Ron Fellows, co-owner of Canadian Tire Motorsport Park and Canadian...
Got to get a Chevy to win this year.
Got to get a Chevy to win this year in the middle of his billing. Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer on Raceline Radio. All right, you got back behind the wheel recently at your track with our friends at Chump Car Canada. How did that feel, Ron?
I've got our son, our oldest son, Sam.
Yep.
I promised him once he graduated that we'd do a little racing. And it's an inexpensive way to get started. And we've got a 96 Camaro.
Nice.
We prepped and, we went out, had a bit of fun. We unfortunately blew a head gasket with Dad in the car.
Oh,
not
no.
Sure what that means, but anyway, other than the kids didn't get a lot of seat time. But it's good fun.
I
love driving the track. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park and just a ton of fun to do it with the kids.
Yeah, perfect. I want to get you, before we run out of time here completely, opinions on some of the recent stories and issues. NASCAR, the lug nut situation, not policing the tightening of that. Tony Stewart was vocal about that. They fined him $35,000. Then NASCAR says, oh, you know what, maybe we will revisit that and make sure that every team is tightening all five lug nuts on all four wheels at every pit stop. Because for crying out loud, Ron, that's an obvious breach in safety, which is contrary to what NASCAR has been doing lately in making the cars safer.
I think what's going on now is, you know, the teams are finding that they can improve the speed of the pit stop, and it doesn't seem to, you know, I'm guessing that they found a performance advantage by only running four of the five or something
that.
So that
can't be doing that. Yeah.
You know, that's been revisited, and, you know, a lot of times the teams are their own worst enemies when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah. You know that as well as I do. Your Corvette program, the Spring Mountain Resort, close to Las Vegas for Corvette C7 and Z06 drivers to get the most out of their high-performance rides, that continues to roll right along, doesn't it?
It certainly does. The popularity of the seventh generation Corvette has been incredible, and it's a tremendous opportunity for owners to come out to the school, spend 2 days and on track, learn some car control, learn some basics of how to get around a racetrack, and understand not only their own personal performance capabilities, but those of the car. And it's heavily subsidized by Chevrolet, so it's
great.
It's been very well received. It's a you know, very responsible thing to do.
Yep.
But it's also great fun.
Exactly, and you can get all the information you want on that on the internet. Your son Patrick, 6 foot 200 pounder, with the OHL's Erie Otters hockey squad, former teammate of one Connor McDavid. Talk a little bit about this part of your life, Ron, because hockey is a big part of that. You're a longtime Leaf season ticket holder, and one of your very own looks to turn pro, too. So just talk a little bit about Pat and what he's got planned in the hockey realm.
Yeah, he's just had a great experience and loving it. This is his second season, and he's when he went to camp last year, he was 6'1" and 170 and change, and now this year, he's continuing to grow. He's 6'3" and
wow.
200,
and
just learning a ton. It's been great fun to watch. He's been solid on the third line recently, and getting a few points in the playoffs.
Perfect.
And part
Perfect.
Of the job that he's had is working to try to shut down the opposition's number one line.
Well,
against the London Knights is easier said than done.
Well, that's true.
and Linda and I get to, as many games as we can and just have enjoyed going to basically every single rink that has an OHL team. It's been great fun.
Well, I tell you, if he's going to be half as successful as Dad has been in the racing game, he's got a great career ahead of him. Very proud of you, Ron, always have been, and your entire family, and it's a long relationship. Congratulations on the 2016 schedule. Sounds like a beauty. And let's do this again soon, my friend.
Will do. All right. Thanks very much, E.T.
Previewing the 2016 Canadian Tire Motorsport Park schedule for us, the man who co-owns the joint, Hall of Famer and Raceline guest emeritus Ron Fellows, still one of the best people ever in this game. Proud to call him a close friend and broadcast partner. All right, Lisa, click off that final pit stop if we can. Then we'll set up next week's show and more on the last lap. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Vassar. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Thomas, Raceline Across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag is up on the last lap, so here's what we plan for next week. The American Haas F1 team has had the best new team debut in 25 years, so let's go one-on-one with principal driver Romain Grosjean for his take on the historic start to the F1 war. Star-in-waiting F1200 comeback Canadian Matt Garwood talks about perseverance in winning races when circumstances are stacked against you, plus more entries in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Narmus Raceline thanks to Ron Fellows, Kyle Busch, Brittany Forrest, and NASCAR and NHRA Media, Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski, and Brain Dale Clarkson for ops and pre- and post-production, and to our Subaru Raceline Emailbag Contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast and the Raceline Radio Network presented by Subaru has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Talk to y'all again next week right here on Raceline Radio.